conference, our last but not least speaker today has kindly stepped in with very late notice due to a family illness for our previous speaker. It's one of Ballymena's finest and CEO of the flagship art centre, the MAC. She has also held positions with the Belfast Festival at Queen's and is one of the co-founders of Belfast Children's Festival. Give a really warm welcome to Anne McReynolds.
Good morning, conference. It's a great pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invitation. Can I say to you what you're maybe thinking but might be frightened to say to me? When are the arts going to learn to wipe their own face? Why don't you plug the public funding gap with corporate sponsorship? And sure, it's middle class stuff for middle class people. We'll come back to that later. I'm going to prove to you that all of those are misperceptions, misconceptions, and they're wrong assumptions. And we're all going to miss a trick in Northern Ireland if we don't listen to the evidence rather than old thinking. I thought I might start with just, it's not a party political broadcast on behalf of the MAC, but as an example of the kind of impact one arts organisation can have in 1 year, I wanted to tell you about what the MAC did in 2013-14. I'm going to round the figures up. We count everything specifically in the MAC, but I'm not going to say that it was 258,056 people who visited the MAC. I'll just say it was 259,000. Okay. We had 67,000 people who came to see the work in our galleries. We worked with 45,000 people bought tickets to come and see shows in the MAC. We have 100 MACtivist volunteers, people who believe so passionately in what the arts can do in Northern Ireland, they give us their most precious resource for free, their time. We've won 11 national and international and local awards since we opened almost 3 years ago. And 25,000 people took part in our learning and participation and community education programmes. The economic impact of the MAC in that 1 year was independently evaluated to be £10 million. And none of those benefits could have been delivered without the public investment that the MAC received from the Northern Ireland Executive through the Arts Council. It's all about public funding for the arts. So to go back to those old hoary issues, when are the arts going to learn to wipe their own face, for goodness sake? Well, it's as useful to say that as it is to say, when are schools going to learn to wipe their own face? When are hospitals going to learn to wipe their own face? And rather bizarrely, when are roads going to learn to wipe their own face? All of those are goods that contribute to our economy, to the wealth of our citizens' experience. They make us a successful region, and so do the arts. The kind of work I'm talking about in terms of publicly invested art works in schools, neighbourhoods, with some of the most disenfranchised and marginalised young people you could possibly imagine. That doesn't happen at no cost. Plug the gaps with corporate sponsorship, for goodness sake. The corporate sponsorship that the MAC has secured, we have been very successful in doing so. But the corporate sponsors come on board when all the hard work's been done. And why would they not? It is not the business of corporate businesses to support the arts. It's their business to make money, and thank goodness they do that. It is the work of our city fathers and city mothers, our public funders, to get that work happening in the first place. So when we've ditched the stuff that didn't work and really pushed the stuff that did work, the corporate sponsors can come in and just put the cherry on top of the icing, on top of the cake that Arts Council funding helped put in the oven. I'm going to stop that analogy there. And finally, middle-class activity for middle-class people. Let them just make the tickets more expensive. Let them buy the tickets. Do you know that a visual artist in Northern Ireland earns approximately £6,000 from his or her practice? So the people who are most in need, the poorest workers in Northern Ireland, are in the art sector. And aside from that, I've got 7 statistics, and I'm only going to use one of them, Chris. You can breathe gently. 79% of Arts Council investment goes to the most deprived areas of Northern Ireland. The arts are not elitist. All the evidence shows that we are plugged in to the hardest to reach people and communities. The people who most need the arts are the ones that we are working with most. Minister Farrie was dead right. There's something for you to tweet. Minister Farrie was dead right when he identified that this region cannot be economically and socially successful if we do not invest in our education sector. My argument to conference is that it is exactly the same can be said of the arts. The people in New York, Paris, Barcelona, and London know that you cannot have a successful region unless you have a successful cultural economy. The two are intrinsically linked. Game of Thrones would not come to Northern Ireland unless people like me had trained up in our small publicly funded venues all the workers who they employ to build the thrones and the swords and things. I've never watched it. I am not a stupid woman. I know that there are difficult, incredibly difficult choices that need to be made by the Northern Ireland Executive in relation to the allocation of our deplorably scarce resources. I get that. Nobody who works in a publicly funded sector could not get that. But the fact is that we have got, you guys have got to make smart choices. You have got to invest in the parts of our economy that have the potential to give the largest return. And my argument to you today is that 0.1% of the Northern Ireland budget going to the arts, with it being under threat, is madness. The final thought is Carla Tully, who is the recently appointed head of AES, which is the company that runs our power stations, said that there were two things that she... It was an inside business with Wendy Austin a couple of weeks ago. There were two factors that determined whether she did or did not come to work and live in Northern Ireland. One was the quality of the schools. The other was the quality of the cultural infrastructure. Support the arts, people. Thank you.